Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm super excited. We have a Real Housewife on the show today. We have Margaret Josephs from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Marge is going to be calling in. We're going to be calling her, actually. I can't wait to chat with her. She's been on the show before. Her first season, which was last season, she called into the show. And so I just cannot wait to talk to her. I love her on the show. I love Marge. I love Marge Sr. I love the whole kit and caboodle. And I'm loving the season of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I'm super excited to chat with her. And then after that, we'll take a commercial break after we chat with Marge. And then we got to talk about something very important, and that is the Golden Globes host. So I don't know if you guys saw this news, but I thought I was being punked or something. The Golden Globes announced that Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy and Killing Eve, they're going to be hosting the Golden Globes. And I seriously read this and I was like, what the fuck? Like, you guys know I love a random award show pairing. I always say, like, I miss the days of yore when it was, like, the Blockbuster Entertainment Awards. And this is harking back to that era, and I'm very excited about it. But I read it, and I was shocked. Shocked, saddened, and excited. Because it was just, I couldn't have imagined a more insane pairing. And I thought, like, what's next? Like, the presenters are going to start rolling in. Those are the hosts. We're going to start hearing about the presenters, and it's going to be insanity. Like, presenting Best Actress in a Drama, it's Paul Giamatti and Britney's mom, Sherry, from Vanderpump Rules. That's what I'm expecting. That's the level of insanity I'll be expecting from all of the presenters this year at the Golden Globes.
That's my opinion!
I'm also dying to get the Microsoft Paperclip, you know, Clippy from the Microsoft Word. I'm dying to get him as a presenter. I think it's a he. I don't know if there's genitalia on that Microsoft cartoon paperclip, but I'd love for him to present alongside, like, Laura Dern. Like, let's get that happening. So anyway, let's get to Marge, and then after we'll come back and we'll talk about some other things after the Marge interview. And I can't wait to talk to her. We're going to talk about this season of The Real Housewives in New Jersey, and I want to ask her some holiday questions. I have lots to get to, so let's get Marge on the line. Margaret, how are you?
Good, Danny. How are you?
I am great now that I'm talking to you. I'm so excited to have you back on the show. How was it going into your second season on the show?
Oh, well, first, I'm excited to be back with you. And going into the second season was fabulous. I was super excited. I mean, first season, obviously, it was crazy. I think my first season was like a third or fourth season. So going into second season, I was well ready for anything that came after me.
Did you feel more relaxed, like, even in just the confessionals or the group events?
Yes, totally relaxed. It was just, it felt like home.
Yeah.
Very nice and easy. I have great connection with the ladies. It was fabulous.
One of the things I think is so great about you is even in your first season on the show, you seemed so comfortable and you seemed to fit in so flawlessly, which I know New Jersey has had trouble in the past finding women that fit with, Teresa and Melissa.
Yes, that's what I've been told. But I fit naturally very well with Melissa and Teresa. Though, yeah, Teresa's super busy, so I don't get to be with her as much. But Melissa and I really formed an amazing bond. So it was nice.
Right. Now, I want to jump in. I want to talk about your relationship with Danielle. We see on the show, you know, you two are friends, and then you have a little bit of a spat. We know you were in her wedding. But then we've also seen Danielle in the press and saying things about your relationship. Where are you guys at now?
Well, it's unfortunate, but we're not as close as we used to be, and we're definitely disconnected. I did try and make up with her numerous times throughout the season, but we're just not tight. We're not the same people. We're not.
Right.
I'm not who I guess she wanted me to be, and she's definitely not who I thought she was. And it just unraveled from there. It's unfortunate because I really did love Danielle, and I wanted us to be close, but Danielle's hard to be close to.
I was wondering, because we've seen in the blogs that it was alleged that it was you guys filmed a lot with Danielle, but then we're not seeing her in the confessionals. And I just wondered, was she intended to have a bigger role? Did something happen sort of behind the scenes? I don't know if you're allowed to speak to that.
No, you'll definitely see. No. She definitely filmed a lot. You get to see her wedding. And as the season goes on, which you'll see, she's on tonight. And as the season progresses, she's definitely on a lot more.
Now, we also see you getting close with Melissa and Jackie and even Dolores, who you had a little bit of a tough time with last season. How were you and Dolores able to get back on track?
I think Dolores and I always really liked each other. It's just she had a loyalty to, you know, her friend last year. And I think there was a little wedge in between us. So I think this year we both decided we're adult women. We have a lot of things in common. Let's have a clean slate. And we realized that there's a lot of things that we can bond on. So that was great.
Right.
So now, we got along.
How about Jackie? Did you like Jackie right away?
Yes, I actually introduced Jackie to the other ladies. I know Jackie through my mutual friend, Jody Goldberg. So we got along famously right from the beginning. And she's a cool girl. And that's who Jody introduced us. And I introduced her to the other girls. So I just love Jackie. She's fabulous.
Now,
the beginning.
What about Jennifer? What are your thoughts on Jennifer right now?
Well, Jennifer and I, you know, it's not that we're in a good space, but we're very different people. Right. I find her extremely entertaining, though. And when she pisses me off, I tell her she pisses me off. I look at her. We're the exact opposite. She's a traditional girl with 5 children, and I'm in the exact opposite of traditional. So, of course, we're going to butt heads, but we can move past it. We're not the type of women like I was involved with last year, who can't move past things. So we move past things very easily. I have a few arguments and then we can get over it, which is good.
Did you see all 16 bathrooms in her house?
I did not see all 16 bathrooms.
So many fucking bathrooms.
I mean, Jesus, that would take me 2 weeks to see all 16 bathrooms because I don't pee that much and I have a tiny bladder.
I was wondering, she revealed that she shit her pants in that episode in Oklahoma. And I wondered, we didn't hear the story. Like, was there a story?
It's an amazing story. I love it. She was, she had taken some tea. I mean, I love that she admitted that, first of all. Right. And she was wearing a white dress. You guys didn't hear that part. And she had taken a special dieter's tea. And she was with her husband and they were going to an event. And she was telling him to pull over, but they were on the LIE and she could not pull over. And she really just crapped her pants. But she picked her dress up, shit all over their new Lexus or whatever car they had at the time. And it was great. And you know, her husband was gracious about it. He helped clean her up. And they still went to the event. I would have been like, turn that fucking car around. But she is a trooper. I found a new respect for her after she told us that story. Maybe that was why she also wanted the 16 bathrooms. So there's no act.
That's what I was thinking, too, so she can always make it to one. I think she's a great addition just because she is sort of outrageous and out there, and I just love watching that.
Yeah, I agree. I think she fits in well with the ladies. Even though we're so different, I find her extremely entertaining.
You mentioned her relationship and having a traditional relationship with her husband. We see this week coming up, Melissa and Teresa arguing about whether or not a wife is able to control their husband. I was just wondering, what's your take on that? Where do you stand on that issue?
I don't think a wife can control their husband, and nor should she want to control her husband. Right. I don't want to control Joe. I think he should make his own decisions. And I feel that a wife shouldn't get in the middle of a husband's arguments with his family. I think that will only cause more deeper shit, to be honest.
Yeah.
So that's the way I feel. I don't get in the middle of Joe's drama with my husband's drama with anybody, and I don't want to control him, and for sure I don't want him to control me. I mean, can you say something? Of course, but truly controlling someone, absolutely not. Yeah.
What about when Melissa and Teresa are having their little arguments, of course their family squabbles and things like that, but do you feel uncomfortable getting involved, or do you feel like it's important for the rest of the ladies to voice their opinions? Like, how do you deal with that?
I wait a little while, and then if I feel it's going in an unfortunate way, I'll try and say my opinion. It is very awkward because it gets heated very, very quickly. And when I feel it's time to make a rational opinion, I'll do it. I mean, it gets very irrational very quickly.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part.
I want to talk about last season. You had a contentious relationship with Siggy. Have you had any contact with her since?
You know, she got very hysterical when I said something on Watch What Happens Live, and it is true. I did definitely see her in her hair salon. That's my nail salon. And she had walked out, was very abrupt and wouldn't acknowledge me. And that's it. And no, she hates my guts, and I'm sticking by it. She hates my guts, and I think her social media has proven that. She went on a Twitter rage that is, you know, that looked like she was having a meltdown. And if that's not proof she hates my guts, don't ask me what is.
I love how you take the things, Margaret. I love you.
Yeah.
Do you run into any of the other ladies from previous seasons? Like, did you know, like, Caroline or Dina or Jacqueline? Did you know any of those ladies before coming on?
I didn't know them, but I do see Kathy Wakili because we go to the same hair salon. She goes to Julius. She is nothing but lovely. She's adorable, fabulous. Yeah. And that's really the only former housewife I've seen.
Yeah.
I met.
What's your relationship with Dorinda? You know, you and Dorinda seem like you guys are buddies on social media.
Yeah, no, Dorinda and I are very close, actually. I adore her. We've done some things together. I've been with her at her home in the Berkshires. We always will call and text each other. We're actually very close. I'm very bonded to Dorinda. I love her. I love her. Her soul. She's a great person.
She's one of the best. Now, when you talk to Dorinda, do you guys kind of like exchange notes or something, like what's going on with her filming or your filming?
Sometimes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we talk about real life stuff, but of course you're going to talk some shit.
Sure.
That's a given.
Sure. Do you watch the other Housewives franchises?
I do.
Yeah.
What's
your favorite?
I do. I happen to love New York.
Yeah.
I can't help but love New York. It's so close to my heart and it's right over my bridge. So
it's the best. It's so
it's
good.
It's the best.
Now, tell me about this hospital gown line for kids. I think this is one of the most beautiful, like, I don't know if it's like not necessarily like a product, but one of the most beautiful ideas we've seen on a housewife. So tell me how you came up with it.
I was in the hospital myself once getting at my gallbladder, and I was on, they had to stick me on the pediatric ward, and there was a bunch of sick children, and I saw them in these generic hospital gowns, and I just said, it's so dehumanizing, so depressing, and I was telling Joe, this has to be the most upsetting thing I've ever seen. And since I was designing and doing all different things, I said it would be great if hospital gowns looked like costume. And that would be much more empowering to little kids. I never had the opportunity to do it. Now I have I had the opportunity to do it. I've actually partnered with someone who had the same idea, and it's called Brave Gowns. And you guys will get to see it play out. Mm. And her name is Summer, and you guys will get to see the whole story happen. And it's great.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. We also saw you with your friend Polly. I wondered, was Polly upset watching the Oklahoma episodes? Like, did you hear from Polly after watching the episodes?
Oh, my God. Polly was like, I didn't hear Jennifer say half that stuff. Right. Oh, my God. Da, da, da. But no, Polly loved, she thought the ranch looked great. She was so happy because she loved that the girls loved it so much. She actually loved the episodes. Everyone in Oklahoma loved the episodes. I felt like we gave Oklahoma such respect because we loved it so much. It looks so beautiful. It's the most, right. Her ranch is so fabulous. I will tell you the funny part is Jennifer and other people kept saying it's a farm. A farm, you grow vegetables. Right. A ranch is for animals. I think everyone needs a little education on that.
Right. Yeah, I love the Oklahoma trip. I thought it was so fun and funny. I liked it.
Yeah. You know, Jersey girls, fish out of water, that's what we should be doing. That's fun stuff. No one needs to see us buying Chanel and Gucci.
We've seen that already.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do we have to look forward to this season? Like, what's coming up?
I mean, you definitely know we're seeing Danielle's wedding,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Even though we know it's unraveled, it's still great to watch.
You're is there drama with the wedding?
Is there not ever drama with Danielle? Of course, there's drama with the wedding, but it's good. It's all good.
When I have a question, Margaret, when you're in a scene with Danielle, like that scene where you guys were in, I think it was her kitchen. I don't know if it was her kitchen or your kitchen, but Danielle was being so overdramatic and you weren't really reacting. And I wondered, were you thinking in your head, she wants a reaction out of me? Or what was your thought process when she's like crying and saying, you know, you can't be friends with Dolores?
This grown woman's having a meltdown and I'm not gonna even react to this because I don't cave into insanity. That's what I think when normal people act like that. That's with my kids when they were little. I'm not gonna cave into this. I was taken aback by her reaction, but when she behaved that way, I was not gonna cave to something like that. I don't react to people who behave in that manner.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we've seen Andy on social media saying this is one of the best seasons that we've had in a while. Why do you think this season is going to be so good and is already so good?
I think this season is so good because all the ladies who are on this show, it's just the right mix of ladies. And I think it's the right mix of combustion and laugh and fun and good times. And I think it's not the same story over and over. There's so many events that people are really going to love it. It's heartwarming. It's about family. It's about drama. It's about travel. So there's so many different components to this season that really just work well together.
Has there been anything in the confessionals so far from the other women that you've thought that you were offended by or that hurt your feelings?
No.
No.
Not that I have really thick skin.
Yeah, yeah. That's no, why we like you.
Yeah, no, I have really thick skin. I mean, yeah, nothing shocks me. But to be seen.
Yeah, not yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to ask some silly pop culture holiday questions.
Okay.
So these are all Christmas related. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh my God. Please Come Home for Christmas, that Bon Jovi one, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That Bon Jovi, I just love that one for whatever reason. I mean, he's so sexy and fabulous when he sings it. Mm-hmm. Just like brings tears to my eyes. I don't know why.
What is your favorite Christmas
and
movie?
And he is from New Jersey.
He's a Jersey boy.
Yes, he is a Jersey boy. Oh, my favorite Christmas movie. I know it sounds so nuts, but I watch it all the time. What is that? Okay, you're going to kill me. What's that one with Ralphie where his father gets him a Christmas story?
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. We always watch that. It's just, I don't know why. I crack up that with the lamp.
Yeah. I'm from Cleveland, and that's like, they filmed it there, and you can go to the house over the holidays, and it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I could say something sentimental, but that one just cracked me up.
Yeah.
You're going to shoot your eye out? I mean, come on.
What's your favorite place to shop over the holidays?
God, I have a few places, but definitely Bergdorf's, because you go to the windows, mm-hmm. and the windows of Bergdorf's are magnificent. Every floor looks so beautiful. The service is fabulous. I mean, not that I'm buying every gift there, but it's just so nice to shop there. It's perfect.
Yeah. Now, how about Miracle on 34th Street or It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Is there a present throughout the years that you really, it sticks in your mind, like something you got as a kid or recently?
A present that sticks out in my mind. The first year Joe and I were together, and we weren't together that long. We're only together like a few weeks, he bought me diamond earrings that I still wear all the time. And he really surprised me because we were together literally a few weeks and he bought me these beautiful diamond hoops. And I hold them very close to my heart because it was so thoughtful and we were in a hotel and it was snowing and that sticks in my mind. And I still wear them all the time.
I love that. Now, if you were choosing Oprah's favorite things, like if you had a Marge's favorite things, like what's something that would be on your list?
Something that Marge's, you want a few things or just one thing?
Anything that comes to mind, like a robe, a favorite pair of pajamas, like whatever it is that you love.
Oh, Marge's, I love anything monogram.
Right.
Believe it or not. And I say that all the time because I love it because then it's very personalized. So be it a monogrammed Louis Vuitton bag, you know, anything handbaggy that way, but anything monogram, be it monogram pajamas, slippers, anything with a monogram on it, I really, really like. But I did tell Joe there is this one coat I like, and it looks very vintage Sharon Stone Casino that I must have.
Oh, I love that.
So that's what I'm trying to rope him into this year.
Last season, Marge Sr. was wearing this monogram. I don't know if it was monogram, but it was the Pottery Barn Ladies robe. And I have the exact same robe, and I was so excited when Marge Sr. was wearing it because it's the coziest fucking thing. And she was wearing it.
I love that.
Scene.
You wear it all the time. That's so good. I know. I just love something like that. Don't you? I mean, yeah, wear some. Oh, I'm a known hotel robe dealer also. Don't tell all the hotels I stay in.
I won't. I'll keep between us. I love a robe. Anything fucking cozy that I can just wrap myself in.
Okay. Note to self. I'll have to send you a robe. I own about 500 of them that are stolen from every hotel. What hotel you want.
I would die. I'd love it. I'd wear it every day. Now, this is like kind of a sentimental question. We'll wrap this up. What's your Christmas wish this year?
Oh, that's a given. That's easy. That my family was all back together, that my kids and that we're all just cohesive again, that we're just all cohesive. You know, it's families are hard and though things are moving in the right direction, it would just make, you know, my life complete if everybody was on perfect terms.
If everything was perfect, I mean, would you be open to your family filming more?
Yes, but my kids, I will say they're all extremely private. I don't even talk about every single one of our kids. The two that I speak about that don't talk to me, you know, that aren't speaking to me are grown adults. They're, one's 41 and one's like 37. All our kids are, you know, grown adults and have their own life. So they're not into filming. This year, you'll see Brett, my oldest stepson, film more. He's 43. Very quirky, very hilarious. So he films more with us. But Joe's kids don't want to film. Everybody's they're much more private, and I'm TMI hard.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's nice of you to keep things private, I think.
Yes, yes. They want it. I have to respect that.
Well, Marge, thank you so much for chatting with me. Where can people buy your stuff, too?
Thanks, Danny. Thanks so much. Well, we have the website, MacbethCollective.com, which everything is not on there, but we are in retailers all over the place. Anywhere from TJ Maxx to Ross stores, we have stuff in CVS now with these emergency kits, Target, Kohl's, our pajamas are in JCPenney's. So we're literally global. We're everywhere.
Do you have a favorite one of those stores? Like, I love a fucking Home Goods. I could shop there forever. Like, do you love a TJ Maxx or something like that?
I'm a Home Goods. I have to be honest. I'm like a Home Goods aficionado. I could go there like every week. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I could spend hours there. Well, Marge, thank you so much for chatting with me. I love watching you on the show, and I'm so grateful for you taking the time.
Thanks, Danny. I love chatting with you.
Thank you, Marge. Talk soon.
Thanks. Talk soon. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah,
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Wasn't the Marge great? I love chatting with her. And it really kind of brought me to life because I'll be honest with you guys, I was a little hungover today. I had a few too many cocktails last night. It was Ben from Watch What Crappens. It was Ben's birthday. And he's the best. If you guys don't listen to Watch What Crappens, you should listen to it because Ben and Ronnie are the absolute loveliest, funniest, best people ever. And I had so much fun. Like, we had a great time. I went to Tom Tom for the very first time, which I ended up loving. I thought the decor was fantastic. I liked the atmosphere, the vibe, if you will. I thought it was a nice place. It was my first time being there. And I loved it. Loved the drinks. I had this, like, really good, like, spicy cocktail there with, like, a jalapeno in it. Delicious. And I don't even like spicy stuff, but it was, like, so, so good. So I really enjoyed that. And then, you know, shout out to TBS, because I don't think I would have made it through the day hungover without TBS. TBS, the station, it played fantastic movies this morning and this afternoon. Think about it. I want to go through this lineup with you guys. They started with My Best Friend's Wedding. Then they had Father of the Bride Part 1, then Father of the Bride Part 2, and then Love Actually. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what a more perfect hungover lineup. I mean, you can't get any more perfect. It really got me through the day. Whoever programmed this lineup at TBS, I'd like to send them like a fruit basket or an edible arrangement or nudes. Like, if they want my nudes, I'll send them along. Like, literally whatever I can do to thank these heroes. Not all heroes wear capes. And the TBS employees are the true heroes, because they got me through my day today. And that lineup, I feel like it was just some weird kismet that they had both Father of the Bride movies on, because we were just talking about that on the Vanderpump Rules recap episode. And so then I got to rewatch them, and just as fantastic as I remember. I am going to be putting a Father of the Bride pop dive at the top of my list for a future episode. So it's there. I'm going to do it as soon as I can. And they're just so good. The second one, I just want to say real quickly, like, Mandy Moore in This Is Us, like, you know, when she's in old age makeup, she looks exactly like Nina Banks in Father of the Bride Part 2. She looks exactly like Diane Keaton's character. And I'd also like to say that Diane Keaton is literally wearing her pants up to her nipples in these films. I mean, she did that throughout the 90s, and she still does that today. But in Father of the Bride Part 2 particularly, her belt buckle is right below the nipple. It's like not even an inch in between the nipple and her belt buckle. And I respect that. I think like she's living her truth. And there's often times when I'm holding a little extra weight. Right now it's the holidays. I'm holding a little extra weight. I need to pull my waistline up a little bit. And Diane Keaton gave me the confidence now to put my waistline all the way up to the boob. And from now until New Year's Day, I will be using that as my waistline. And that will be my measurements. I will go to Nordstrom's. I will get everything refitted so that my waistline is my nipple. And I want to thank Diane Keaton for that. She's fantastic in those movies. I need a part three, you guys. I need a part three. I need to see Frank. I need there to be another wedding. At the end of part two, George and Nina have a little baby girl. I feel like that baby girl would be old enough to get married now. Okay, or Maddie, you know, the boy in the family. Why can't he get married? There were some rumors that there was going to be a part three where it was like Maddie got married to a boy or a guy. I would love that. I would love to play the husband. Or, quite frankly, I'd love to just walk in a scene with Frank. Like, I don't need much. I'm happy to be an extra in a scene with Frank. Okay. Get that time! That would be my dream. But so we need to get a part three because I feel like the world needs it right now. And then, of course, they played Love Actually, and I have a Love Actually pop dive coming very soon. So I'm very excited about that. And I need these comfort food movies right now. You know, I was on the couch all day long and I loved having these movies playing on TBS because I don't know about you guys, but when I'm hungover, I don't want to put on a DVD. Like I need something where I have commercials. So like I like commercials in movies when I'm hungover because then it gives me an opportunity to like take a nap in the commercials and not miss too much of the film. And then also it gives me time to like run to the kitchen, run to the bathroom to vomit, like whatever I got to do. It gives me time to do it. And so I appreciated that they were on TBS. I mean, I was watching that channel. It was like that and the Hallmark channel. I was flipping back and forth. I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram stories, but I was watching Lori Loughlin on the Hallmark channel. She had a new film. She looks amazing. Like, just, I think she's a witch. She's 100% a witch. She looks so fucking good. And as I was saying on my Instagram story, like the entire cast of Fuller House looks amazing. Like they definitely took some sort of blood oath, drank some elixir. You know, they all look amazing for their age. Even like people were arguing with me about Bob Saget and saying that he didn't age well. But you guys, I actually think he did. I just don't think he was like that attractive to begin with. Him and the other one, the Cut It Out, Joey Gladstone. What's his name? I can't think of it. You guys can shout it at the podcast, but Dave Coulier, that's who it is. See, I heard you. Anyway, Dave Coulier, they look good too for their age. Like they're aging, but Lori Loughlin, whatever the fuck you say it, she looks amazing. And her real life daughter was in this film. And it was wonderful. There was a nutcracker scene that reminded me of Bethany and Dorinda. I thought for sure at the end of the film, there would just be like a special thanks to Dorinda for getting this movie's nutcracker. Dorinda must have been pissed that it didn't happen. She wasn't in the credits. Anyway, what are we talking about? Anything else we need to say before we wrap up? I want to say that you guys should find me on social media if you like it. Please, it's at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. What else? Oh, please join the Everything Iconic Patreon. It's patreon.com/everythingiconic and click the Become a Patron button and donate $4 more per month if you want access to all the bonus episodes and if you just want to support this podcast. So I want to thank all the patrons there. Please rate and review this on iTunes or Stitcher if you like it. It would be wonderful. I already love you guys forever, but it would be great if, you know, you did that. And let's do our little soul cycle cool down. And then just know on Thursday, we'll be talking Housewives and we'll be back to normal. And hopefully my voice won't sound like a horse, a hungover horse. I will say a prayer. I'm going to take a nap as soon as I'm done here, but let's do our little cool down. So let's take a deep breath in, hold it, take a deep breath out. Take another deep breath in. Now, I want you to think of a time like a fun weekend night out with friends. Maybe you had too many drinks, or maybe you were sober, but you had some fun with some friends. Breathe out. Okay, so that time that you thought about, like that crazy wild night with your friends, maybe it included one too many drinks, maybe it didn't. But I want you to think of who you were with, and I hope that this week you take some time to either call or text or email or reach out to those friends that you were thinking of in that moment. Just try to reach out. Maybe you talk to them all the time. Maybe you don't talk to them much at all. But reach out and just tell them that you were thinking of that fun time that where you guys got a little too drunk or had a little too much fun. And just, you know, reach out to your loved ones. It's always important. It's always a good reminder to call the ones you love, especially the ones who you maybe don't think to call or text or email all the time. So I love you all. I'm sending you all the love in the world. Big gay kisses to all of you. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.